Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No secrets, no fake stories. This is the Morning Bull with George, Mo, and Cowboy Dave.
It's time for Mo's Bullsheet.
Want to give country music fans a heart attack? Well, just let a very pregnant Carrie Underwood's husband say he has a big announcement. Everyone pees himself. I've got that story up next. But first, Mo's Morning Bullsheet, and it's brought to you this morning by Bayway Jeep in Pasadena. All right, so we got to start out with, like, the Monday-est story for your Tuesday. It kind of sucks.
I like that, though.
It's so real today. Lauren Elena and her longtime boyfriend turned fiancé, Alex Hopkins, have called off their engagement.
Wait, really? That's tough.
I know. I feel like we were just celebrating with them at Tin Man Jam.
Yep.
Yesterday, they took to social media to thank fans for being supportive of all the ups and downs and admitted that because of this loyalty, they just kind of wanted to be honest in return about what's going down. They said they still have a love for each other, but they've grown into different people. You guys, they've been dating for 6 years. Like, it's been a minute.
That's weird, though, that they just announced and I don't know.
They claim to be in a place where they are kind of looking forward to starting fresh chapters just separately. So, it hurts. It stings a little bit, but hopefully it's for the best. And I think of the song Doing Fine, Lauren Elena's song.
Yeah.
She's probably singing that a little bit differently this morning, just saying. Yeah. Whether this was her idea or not, it's not fun. So
that's tough.
Sending our love.
Right. That is the Mondayest story for a Tuesday ever.
I had to talk about it, but it was sad. All right, so I guess it was just about like 6 months ago, maybe we were telling Natalia not to drink the water because everyone in country music was getting pregnant, announcing babies.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you do the math, it's kind of about time for those babies to make their grand debut. Jason Aldean's wife, Brittany, expecting a baby girl
any day now. Pop.
Oh my gosh, she posted a bump date. Yesterday, 37-week belly, and she looks very ready.
Yeah.
Then Carrie Underwood, we do know because of, you know, an accidental leak that she's due sometime this month. Mm-hmm. So Carrie Underwood's husband posted a picture of the family's new puppy instead of a baby, and you're like, wait a minute. If you're going to add to the family, why are you doing that right now?
Why are you adding a
puppy? Seems like a lot. They just moved. They already have a toddler. Yeah. They're expecting any minute. But might give everyone a heart attack when he was like, meet the newest member of our family. And we're all like, oh, my God, no.
But it's never a bad time to add a puppy to the family.
Okay,
With a new baby in the house?
Seems
come on, bring him on.
I don't know.
So introducing Zero is the dog's name. Carrie's toddler named the puppy Zero after his favorite character from the Nightmare Before Christmas movie.
Okay, all right, I get it.
Daddy Mike calls the German Shepherd Zero because zero is your chance of surviving if you try to break into the family's home.
There we go.
Right, so turns out that was actually no update in Country Music Baby Watch, but I'll keep watching for
Mo's,
you.
Mo's on it. She's on top of what's happening.
I'm really excited.
It's the good, the bad, the gossip. It's Mo's Morning Bullsheet.
You might say they're full of bull. George, Mo, and Cowboy Dave, the Morning Bull.
30 days from today, the Bull Barbecue Shack will be back in business.
Are you hydrated? Do you feel ready?
I am so ready.
Me too.
I've told you, I love rodeo, but cook-off to me is like the best of everything all rolled into one weekend.
Well, I mean, it's the Super Bowl of hot meat.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You got meat, you got drinks, you got music.
All
and
your
you got
best
the
friends.
Bull and all of your friends, right? Here's the thing. You can't buy a ticket to get into our bull shack. You got to win your way in with those wristbands. Are you all ready?
Yeah.
All right. Thursday night, bull shack, rodeo, barbecue, cook-off. Going to be headlined by Low Cash.
Y'all, they bring the party.
If you have not seen these guys, the way you're going to see them up close at the Bull Shack, you will be absolutely amazed. They are the headliners, but the guy that's going to be opening for them on Thursday night, how about Mitchell Tenpenny?
Can't get over you.
So that's going to be a great night on Thursday night.
How do we take off work on Friday morning?
Right. It should be a holiday.
That's what I want to know. Thursday's going to be intense.
Thursday's going to be awesome. Yes, absolutely.
All right, so what about Friday? After you've partied real hard Thursday night, Friday we are so excited for a headliner, Jimmy Allen.
When you smile, I see the sun sink down.
This song.
On the coast in California.
Which one of y'all wants to slow dance with me?
1, 2, 3, not it.
This is the biggest debut single ever in country music for the year 2018. It is amazing. I mean, shot to number one, and it's been there.
Yeah, so see him in the Bulls Barbecue Shack before anywhere else and fall in love with him. You're really going to. He's being joined by Tyler Rich, who, if you haven't heard of Tyler Rich, also one of those guys that is just going to blow your mind when he hits the stage. And I can say this, he's really good to look at.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, when he came to the office to perform, all the ladies were like, "What? Who's that?
Who's
Tyler
Rich?
Guy in the office?" Tyler Rich.
So we got Low Cash, Mitchell Tenpenny on Thursday. We got Jimmy Allen and Tyler Rich on Friday.
Yes.
They didn't tell us who's going to headline on Saturday.
Why do they do this to us?
But I understand he is on the artist hotline this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, everybody. How you doing?
Have you guys been watching the show, The Masked Singer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
it's so cool. You don't know who the artist is under the costume, but we get to ask questions. So we're going to do something like The Masked Singer right now while we guess who's going to be headlining the Bull Shack for Saturday night at the cook-off.
Can I guess now? Like a blind guess?
If you don't know me, you know how much of a control freak I am. It is killing me that I don't know who is on the phone. All right.
Okay.
My question would be, do you wear a cowboy hat when you perform?
I do.
You do. Okay.
Sir, what do you know about Texas?
I know everything about Texas.
Whoa!
Okay.
Everything about Texas.
Dave,
all right.
It's your turn.
All right, my turn. So, I'm assuming you're married, maybe a girlfriend or something, but When y'all have mommy daddy time.
What? Are you? Wait a minute. We don't even know who we're talking to.
Forward.
Oh, well, you know, that's every chance I get.
Okay.
Does your facial hair touch her belly button while you kiss her?
Absolutely.
That's a long beard, man.
What is going on?
All right. Okay, I tell you what we're going to do.
Is this Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top?
Stop. Cody's on the phone. Cody, who do you think it is?
Chris Stapleton.
Ooh. No, it's not Chris Stapleton.
No, it's not. How do we know?
Lisa, you're up. Who do you think it is?
I think it's Jordan Dixon.
Oh,
good guess.
Yeah, but he was here last year in the Bulls Barbecue Shack.
I think I might know who you are, man, and I think this question will cinch it. Was your dad a musician, and did he have a hit song?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, tell me who it is, Dave.
I think his dad is from Porter by God, Texas. His dad's name is Roy, but this gentleman goes by Sundance Head.
Holy oh, my gosh.
Crap. Is this Sundance?
Yeah, that's right.
Goodness, the beard. Woo!
Yeah, the beard's not quite as long as it was. I got caught in the fish and we were drinking the fish and I had to cut a little bit off.
We'll still have you, okay?
Dude, that's the best thing I've ever heard you say.
Yeah, and I lost the fish and spilled the beard.
Damn it! Sundance Head's going to be headlining Saturday night at the Bull Shack at cook-off this year. My gosh, brother, and you got a brand new song out, too. What great timing.
Great time, man. The record's going to be out on the 25th, Stained Glass and Neon, so we're excited about this year.
Oh, my goodness. We got to get our hands on it so we can learn all the new music, so we'll be ready for cook-off.
Yeah, we're playing.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, it made me think about you messing your beard up. Isn't that what your new song's about? If you love her, leave her wild. Why'd you cut your beard then?
It was totally an accident.
It was all the fishing accident.
Trust me, I need a beard. If I cut my beard, I look like Danny DeVito in the cowboy hat.
Oh, my God.
Well, we're so excited, man, to have you playing the Bull Shack this year.
Yeah, we're honored to be there, man. It's a big thrill. I can't wait. We haven't played the cook-off in a couple of years, you know, so we're very excited to see some old friends and have a great time.
Aww.
I was going to say, this will be like a little homecoming. Everybody's going to start calling you now, asking for wristbands to get in the tent. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah.
Well, Sundance, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for playing along with us, kind of our mask singer contest this morning. And we're so excited to see you Saturday night of barbecue bullshack time.
Yeah, you guys get ready. Going to go down hard over there.
Absolutely. He puts on a show, let me tell you. Thank you, Sundance Head, with us this morning.
Yeah. Remember, y'all, the bigger the hair, the closer to God. Come on. Here's to y'all Texas ladies, keeping our state beautiful since 1836. It's the Morning Bull with George, Mo, and Cowboy Dave.
Can I get an amen?
Let's give you some good news this morning. Story comes from a gas station. Let's start there, okay? Like a little gas station convenience store in New Mexico, okay? Mm-hmm. People that work there, actually, there's about three dudes who work there, and they rotate shifts, so they're there pretty much all the time. They said they noticed one day that there was a stray dog hanging out behind their gas station convenience store.
Okay.
Really malnourished, looked bad. Very skittish, that kind of stuff. So they started working with the dog, leaving a little bit of food, leaving some water out for the dog, and it kept hanging around. Eventually, they were able to get it over it being so skittish when they came close. They were able to pet it. Finally, they were able to get it, gave it a bath. He loved it so much, they started hanging out with him in the store. Then they took him to the vet, got him vaccinated, got him checked out, chipped everything, decided to adopt him and name him Randy.
Okay.
Randy?
Randy has become a huge hit with customers at this little gas station convenience store in New Mexico.
Randy!
And everybody loved him. But, you know, it's one of those things where we say there are no coincidences in the world.
Oh, goodness.
This is about a year and a half ago that they did all this with Randy.
Okay.
The other night, one of the guys was there by himself and Randy on the overnight shift. Two guys came in, tried to rob the gas station.
Oh, my gosh. Come on.
Randy tore them a new butthole.
Stop it. God. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
You don't mess with a dog named Randy.
Randy woke up as they were trying to rob the guy and they were pushing him around and pistol whipping him.
Uh-uh.
And the police say that Randy went after the two robbers, helped fight them off, was able to pull one of their masks off when he knocked him to the ground. Yes. So they were able to identify the guy and evidently chewed him up just great.
Bacon every day the rest of his life.
Wow. Randy's going to get a little extra.
Seriously, those people saved him.
And absolutely. So wherever you are, in the kitchen or in the car, if this story made you as happy as it's made us, can you throw your hand in the air? Can I get an amen this morning?
Amen.
You go, Randy. If you ever see a story you think we should share on Can I Get an Amen, you can always email us, george@thebullhouston.com.
Positively real, positively fun, positively Texas. It's the Morning Bull with George, Mo, and Cowboy Dave.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.